The extraordinary session for the 99th General Assembly, now completed after finishing the one bill that was asked to be taken care of. Give us your thoughts on how the week went, Senator.
Slow process. The entire process took 5 days. And that's not all bad in that it takes a lot of time to make sure everything's done right. That's the important part, is getting it all right. Important part about this bill, it creates jobs for Missouri citizens. And I'm not sure where the controversy ever came from it. We had it up during regular session. We did not pass it. The governor called us back on a special session. Quite did, because it has a potential of being 500 to 700 jobs for the Boot Hill, which is a very economically depressed area. And they tell us jobs will be 70, maybe up to $120,000 a year. It's hard work, but we have a work skill down there from the Naranda aluminum plant that went under. So the work skill is there. The facility's there. There's 40 acres under roof. To be able to use this, and took a combination of the company's willingness to come, and it's still not a 100% deal, but if they come, they will be allowed to negotiate a better electrical rate than the standard rate to give them a jump start. And this shall be good for 10 years. It will not affect anybody's rate in the state of Missouri, anyone else's. And actually, it's my personal opinion, it'll cause Ameren customers to have a decrease in rates, or maybe no increase, due to the fact they have an excess amount of electricity, which is really strange because several years ago, we all remember the energy shortage. And due to cheap natural gas now, fracking, cheaper oil overseas, different things. So suddenly there's a surplus. And so this will take care of that surplus.
It also presents a unique situation where you have the same type of business replacing, in this case, Naranda Aluminum, where there's no need for added infrastructure, having to put up a new building. They're pretty much ready to go.
Right. When they shut it down, there's aluminum that hardened in the process, but it will take, I think they said, maybe $4 million to get it up and going again. That's pretty minimal compared to the jobs it can bring to that area. Doesn't affect anybody in my area one way or another. Will not cause rates to go up. Will not cause anything, any difference there. It'll only affect the Boot Hill area over where that's from. So it's very, very important that we get this done. And I would agree with the governor in calling the special session. Had an emergency clause, so as soon as he signs it, it'll go into effect. And the company needed to know whether or not this is going to happen by May the 31st. So it's imperative that we get back up here and do the jobs that we should have done during session.